Hello?
Yes, sir. Just hold on. The Honorable Miss Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Cawthorn?
Yes.
Could you please restate your full name and your ABC number for us?
Nicholas David Cawthorn. 314545.
Thank you, sir. We are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on January 4th when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
On what day?
January 4th, you signed the
form. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the form that said the hearing would be today. And on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is you could hire an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney? Or
no, I'll just represent myself.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room, representing the Department of Corrections and representing your parole officer, the Honorable Mr. Turner. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Cawthorn and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Cawthorn?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thanks. Mr. Cawthorn, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Cawthorn, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one. Mr. Cawthorn, the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions Transitional Living, located at 2429 West Vista in Phoenix, on or about October 18, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Cawthorn, is this true or false?
That's true.
It's true? Okay, sir. Thank you. Based on Mr. Cawthorn's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Cawthorn, we'll move on to phase two of your hearing. And before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to fill us in with some background information. So just stay on the phone. We'll be right back to talk with you some more in just a moment.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Cawthorn was released on 9-10-2018 from ABC custody and arrested on 11-28-2018 by Glendale PD. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ABC custody on 11-28-2018 Bulletin adjusted CSED of 322-2019 with 41 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Since his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, there's no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2017, TIS release, arrested on a tech violation, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2011, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation, is a GV score of G4, V4.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Cawthorn, we have a brief summary of what occurred, a written summary, like a report, of what happened while you were on supervision. And it looks like you were initially approved to go to Reborn on Orangewood Avenue in Phoenix, but you were discharged, and it looks like, was it for failure to produce a UA?
Yes.
And why did you fail to produce a UA?
I just couldn't go at the time.
Oh, okay, it was just one of those. Were you using at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would have been dirty if you had produced one.
No, I wouldn't have been.
Okay. All right. So then after that, looks like you were approved to go over to Traditions on Vista in Phoenix.
Yes.
And you stayed there until October 18th. Where'd you go after you left there?
I just went and stayed at a friend's house when I left.
Okay. And did you let your parole officer know?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Why didn't you let your parole officer know?
I'm not sure now that I think about it.
Okay. Did you have a good relationship with your parole officer?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay, so he was an okay guy.
Yeah.
Were you working?
Yeah, I was.
Where were you working?
It was called Chip Off the Old Block. It's a tree trimming company.
Oh, okay. Tree trimming. And so you have skills in that area?
No, I do, like, auto body, but I was just working there because it was paid every day.
It was a place, okay, it was a place to go, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, and it looks like you were responsible to submit some UAs, and it looks like September 27th you didn't produce one, but that's because you were in MRC at the time, so they kind of excused that one, I guess, but on the 15th of October you didn't produce one. Any particular reason on that?
I don't remember exactly, no.
Okay, that would have been 3 days before you left Traditions.
I'm not sure.
Then jog your memory?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it looks like you have, all of your crimes, you have a probation for drug paraphernalia and then three other sentences for drug paraphernalia. So what's the drug? What drug do you use, sir?
Heroin.
Heroin? And when was the last time you used heroin?
It's been months, so I'm not sure exactly.
So what's your plan about that? Are you planning to try to get off of heroin, or?
Yeah, exactly. That is the plan.
Okay, and what have you done about that?
As of right now, nothing. As of right now, I'm trying to work on it while I'm here. You know, I'm in programming here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get a plan together for when I do get out.
Okay, and did you ever do any drug treatment when you were on the outside?
Yes, I have.
You have done some. Where was that?
Maverick House, and then I was at out in Prescott at a place, too, for 6 months. It's called Prescott Sober Living.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds hopeful. I mean, heroin's a tough one.
Yeah.
But you can see what it can tend to do to your life.
Yeah, exactly.
It does some unplanned... You have some unplanned visits. So what were you doing when the Glendale PD picked you up and arrested you?
I was coming out of the store.
Oh, okay. And why did they happen to notice you in particular?
I don't really know exactly why they stopped me. I think I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
You just looked like everybody else around, and they just stopped you for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but they were like all over the area already.
Huh.
And they came right up to me and asked me from what my name was and stuff like that, so.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anybody have a question for Mr. Cawthorn? Okay, all right, so we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement in case while you were talking you thought of something else the board should consider. Is there anything else, sir?
I was just wondering, so what exactly is the date like for the end of my sentence?
Right now we're showing you with a end date of March 22nd.
Okay, that'd be my final date,
that's
right?
That's the final date, not date. You wouldn't have any parole officer anymore after that date.
Okay. Yeah, and that's it.
Okay, so is there anything else you wanted before the board considers this?
I would just I'd probably rather just stay here than try and get reinstated on parole. I'd rather just
kill your
go to March 22nd and kill my number, yeah.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Lots of people do that. It's not a very long time away anyway.
Right.
So then I'm going to go ahead and... we don't need to go into discussion. Okay, I'm sorry. It's the end of the day, Mr. Cawthorn, and we've had a long day. I'm going to make a motion then based on law 2018-W3182 and Mr. Cawthorn's request that he just kill his number I'm going to move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Kaufman was doing with violated terms and conditions of supervision. Matt Labster was about to lapse into criminal ways of company specifically by absconding for 41 days.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by Ms. L. Second and Mr. Johnson. Agree. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Piano. Okay, back to you, Mr. Cawthorn. We are showing you with that release date of March 22nd. So that day you'll be free and clear. You'll have a parole officer. We sure wish you the best, sir, and thank you for being so polite and respectful in your hearing, sir.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And then, your hearing, if you give the phone back with the seal, we know that you're finished with your hearing.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. Bye.